USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is leaving Washington as the deadline to fund the government approaches. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Congress is on a two-week recess with lawmakers slated to return to Capitol Hill on February 28th, which is just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies. The rest must be funded by March 8th. The future course of action is uncertain, given that the House hasn't made headway on any appropriations bills since November, and Speaker Johnson has vowed against passing another short-term funding measure.
Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
There were no other injuries reported in the incident. The NYPD is dealing with a shortage of police officers, many of them leaving the force. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis telling Fox News what she thinks is behind the shortage.
They want to get bad people off the street, the police officers, and when they have their hands tied, whether it's the bail laws, whether it's things like taking away their qualified immunity protections, whether it's inability to cooperate with ICE to deport people who are here illegally and committing crimes, it's tragic.
Also in 2023, New York Police Department reported a record number of police officer injuries. Atmospheric river storms, heavy snow melt, and other factors triggering an activation of the State Emergency Operations Center in California. There's significant concern about dangerous flooding and landslides in Southern California. Already, there have been evacuations.
We have National Guard reps in our State Operations Center with us, and they have the ability to deploy quickly if need be.
An area from San Francisco to San Diego has been impacted by the soaking weather. This is USA News.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
In politics, there's a much-anticipated speech coming from Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley as she struggles to gain traction in pre-election polling. She'd planned on delivering the address from her home state of South Carolina. As recently as Monday on Fox News, Haley sounded as determined as ever to stay in the race against frontrunner and former president Donald Trump.
Recently, a poll came out, this should shock everybody, that 58% of Gen Zers are not planning on voting in this election. And the only reason people don't vote is when they think no one's listening. And that's a problem.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed at 14th already. According to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics, Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president.
On the list, Biden surpasses President Ronald Reagan, but falls behind President Barack Obama, who holds the 7th spot. Former President Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care for a year. During this time in hospice care at his residence in Georgia, the former president marked his 99th birthday, received accolades for his legacy, and mourned the loss of his wife, Rosalind, last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.